congregation please rise at our entrance hymn and sing number 314, Arise Your Light Has Come, hymn 314. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus the Christ our Lord. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sin, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let's confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. O most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus the Christ has died for us and was given for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all of our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to rise from the invocation, the Kyrie, and the hymn of praise, found on page 138 in the front of the hymnal. Page 138. The grace of our Lord Jesus the Christ, the love of God, communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Our hymn of praise is Epiphany season. This is the last Sunday of Epiphany. Is hymn number, he says confidently, when he gets to it, 310. Hymn number 310, Songs of Thankfulness and Praise. We sing verses 1 and 4 only of this hymn at this time. Hymn number 310, verses 1 and 4.
First reading is from the second book of Kings. Now when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. The company of prophets who were in Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he said, "Yes, I know. Keep silent." Elijah said to him, "Elisha, stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. The company of the prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he answered, "Yes, I know. Be silent." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. 50 men of the company of prophets also went and stood at some distance from them, as they both were standing by the Jordan. Then Elijah took his mantle and rolled it up and struck the water. The water was parted to the one side and to the other until the two of them crossed on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me what I may do for you before I am taken from you." Elisha said, "Please let me inherit a double share of your spirit." He responded, "You have asked a hard thing, yet if you see me as I am being taken from you, it will be granted." If not, it will not. As they continued walking and talking, a chariot of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them. And Elijah ascended in a whirlwind into heaven. Elisha kept watching and crying out, "Father, Father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen." But when he could no longer see them, he grasped his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm today is Psalm 50. We will read it responsively. The mighty one, God the Lord, speaks and summons the earth.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty.
God shines forth.
Our God comes and does not keep silence.
Before the Lord is a devouring fire and a mighty tempest all around God.
The Lord calls to the heavens above. Gather to me my faithful ones, who made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
The heavens declare the Lord's righteousness, for God is judge.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from the second book of Corinthians. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel, of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not proclaim ourselves. We proclaim Jesus the Christ as Lord and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who said, let light shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, teacher, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah." Peter did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice, "This is my son, the beloved, listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what this rising from the dead could mean. Then they asked Jesus, "Why did the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" Jesus said to them, "Elijah is indeed coming first to restore all things. Now then it is written about the Son of Man that he is to go through many sufferings and be treated with contempt. But I tell you that Elijah has come, and they will do to him whatever they please, as it is written about him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. The text for today's sermon is from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 9th chapter. Let's pray in preparation for the sermon at this time. Lord, now let the meditation of each heart and the words I'm about to speak be acceptable in your sight. You who are our strength, our sustainer, and our redeemer. Amen. A happy Chinese Lunar New Year to you. That happened yesterday, by the way, in case you forgot because of everything going on this week, and we're going to rehearse it all. But the Chinese Lunar New Year was yesterday. It's the year of the dragon. I texted my friends who are Chinese in Pocatello. Yes, I have friends, and yes, some of them are Chinese. I texted them yesterday, Happy New Year, and I sent them a dragon. Fly. Yeah. It was my twist on it. Happy Chinese New Year, happy year of the dragon, fly. It's pretty cool. Some of them got it, some of them didn't. Happy Mardi Gras to you. Mardi Gras has been happening since last Monday in New Orleans. Okay? And they're going to pop all the stops today, tomorrow, and Tuesday, right? Fat Tuesday, Shrove Tuesday. But happy Mardi Gras to you. Happy Transfiguration of Our Lord, which we're celebrating today here, as well as First Communion for Adrina and Ari. Yay. And thank you, other First Communion students, for coming back for cake. Yay, we should have cake every Sunday. It's good to see you guys here. Thank you so much for being here to celebrate with them, too. Transfiguration of Our Lord, First Communion, Shrove Tuesdays on Tuesday. But before that, we've got the Pancake Sausage Supper tomorrow night. Not on Shrove Tuesday, Fat Tuesday, when you eat all of the pancakes and all of the eggs and all of the milk and all of the cream and the sausage. Thank you very much, Russ. But we're doing that on Monday night because we have a blood draw on Tuesday from noon until 6. And so that kind of got in the way, you know? We're shriving not only our cream and our butter and our sugar and all that for Lent and fasting for 40 days, but we're also giving our blood Tuesday afternoon and evening. Then Wednesday's Ash Wednesday, and then we begin Lent. Hey, the 40 days of Lent. Sackcloth and ashes and putting on purple and giving up something like chocolate or coffee. But before all that happens, we have the high holy day today of Super Bowl Sunday. Yeah. 19 million people are going to call in sick tomorrow. No, seriously, this was on the news. I believe the news. 19 million people or more are going to call in sick tomorrow. And so they're going to try to make this year, for next year, Monday a national holiday. It'll be the National Super Bowl Monday holiday. Are you kidding me? I've never had a three-day weekend in my life, let alone National Super Bowl Monday. They said on the radio the past couple days that more people are betting on this game than ever before. It's up 50%. Like 256 million people are betting on this game? Are you kidding me? I put some money down as to whether Taylor Swift's going to sing with Usher or not. Supposedly, he has some people coming for the halftime show. And we have two of Taylor Swift's backup boys. Yeah, singers, right here. They were here on Christmas Eve, and I gave him a hard time. He was like, Taylor Swift's backup singers are right here. And I stood next to him, and we sang. Yeah, we sang. I sang. They looked at me like, he's insane. Well, I just greeted them this morning and said, you're supposed to be in Las Vegas. I thought a couple days ago that maybe Taylor Swift was going to bomb the Super Bowl halftime. But she's not that stupid. She wants to practice and make sure her sparkles are all lined up and everything else. So it'll be interesting who is going to be on the field with Usher. But we got two of the backup singers right here. They're not going to play, so yeah. Billions of dollars are being bet by 50% more people on today. Whether Taylor Swift's going to sing, whether the Chiefs are going to win or 49ers, whatever. My final word for all this is go Ravens. I said that to my sister last night. My mother's been ill for the past week, so I called her last night again. I've been calling her every day. And I told my sister, go Ravens. She goes,
said, go Ravens. That's the team I won. I lived in Baltimore. Okay. So enough of all that. Happy Chinese Lunar New Year to you. The year of the dragonfly. Pastor Beat said so. Even today, in 2024, Jewish people, and especially the Orthodox people, when they celebrate the Passover, which is going to be coming up now in a month or so, a couple months, the Passover, no, in a month, Lunar New Year, they always set a place for Elijah, the prophet, that we read about in the Old Testament lesson in this gospel today. Even in 2024, they set a place setting with the other 12 places around the dining room table for Elijah. And they leave the front door open 12 inches. True story. Because they hope that Elijah will be the one to come to their home and announce the Messiah. My father went to the same seminary I went to 60-some years ago in Bexley, Ohio, which used to be a suburb of Columbus, Ohio. Now Columbus has grown around the whole thing, and it's its own little place. They don't have a McDonald's. They don't have a Wendy's. They are a very Jewish community that has no fast food at all. Even back in the dark ages of the 1980s, we had to go into Columbus for a McDonald's hamburger or something. The whole town of Bexley is run by Jewish people, Orthodox Jews. And my father made money as a Lutheran seminary graduate student by bartending and being a chauffeur at their parties. Because on the Sabbath, you can't drive a vehicle when you're Orthodox. That's working machinery, that's work. So they hired the Lutheran seminary guys, they were all men back then, to be their chauffeurs. It was a way of making money, good money. And my dad even said that during Passover, some of the high festival days, they would bartend in some of these mansions in Bexley, Ohio. Jewish people today still need a place setting for Elijah and the door open that he might come and announce the Messiah. Mark chapter 9. Then they, the disciples, asked Jesus, why did the scribes say that Elijah must come first? And Jesus said to them, Elijah is indeed coming first to restore all things. How then is it written about the Son of Man that he is going to go through many sufferings and be treated with contempt? But I tell you, Elijah has come. And they did to him whatever they pleased, as it is written about. Elijah was taken up in a whirlwind. He did not have to die here on earth. God took him up in a whirlwind with chariots of fire and horses. We're going to talk about that at the end of the sermon. He did not have to die, and so they felt that he would come back and announce the Messiah. Now, some people thought that Jesus was Elijah. Okay? And Jesus said, no, 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 no. Some people thought John the Baptizer was Elijah because he was announcing the kingdom of God coming and the Messiah coming. And some people said, no, 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 no. I'm one of the theologians that believe that John the Baptizer was Elijah incarnate, okay? He didn't fly down from heaven. He was the announcer of the Messiah, John the Baptist, the cousin of Jesus of all people. And I'm not the only one that thinks that. 2,000 years ago, Pharisees and Sadducees thought that, and there are theologians still to this day that believe in that canon. Elijah announced the coming of Jesus, the Messiah. Okay? And when Jesus says, and they did to him whatever they pleased, as it was written about him, well, go home and read the gospel again in between the commercials, because that's why you watch the Super Bowl, not for the game. I want the 49ers to win, but the Chiefs are going to win because I'm the prophet of doom. Whoever I want to win, go Ravens. Yeah, never happens. What happened to John the Baptizer? Herod the king had a party, right? Remember the party by Herod the king? And Herodias, his brother's wife that he then married, his stepdaughter, Salome, or Salome, potato potato, she danced for him at his birthday. And he was so drunk and loved it so much that he said, I'll give you anything you want for half of my kingdom. What a dope. What a king. And so the girl, young girl, 14, 16 years old, went to her mother and said, what should I ask for? And mom said, ask for the head of John the Baptist. Because they were angry Herodias, the wife, and Herod, the king, because John the Baptist said they shouldn't be married. He took away his brother's wife. And she said, I want him killed. And before the party ended, they brought the head of John the Baptist from the prison on a silver platter, and they gave it to King Herod. Gruesome, gruesome story. Forget horror films, just read the Bible. But I tell you, Jesus says, that Elijah has come, and they did to him whatever they pleased, as it was written about him. Elijah, like any great prophets, were always axed and killed. Okay, Elijah was spared, taken up into heaven with the whirlwind, but his incarnate spokesperson, John the Baptist, was not spared. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John and led them up to a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured, Transfiguration Sunday, yeah, big word, before them. And his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. I was thinking today, girls, Adrian and Ari, your robe is whiter than mine. That's not fair. Okay, I'm the bubble, I'm the big guy, I should have the white robe. But I'm not Jesus, okay? And we're celebrating you. Jesus' robe was even whiter than your robes, okay? White, like dazzling white, blinding light. Better than any of Taylor Swift's little sparkly, you know, uniforms that she wears in Tokyo this weekend. Right, backup singers? You just flew in for this, didn't you, from Tokyo? Thank you. And they're smiling and shaking their head, and they're just going with me. It's like, he's a crazy man. It was sparkling white, better than any sequins of Taylor Swift. And there appeared with them and Jesus, Elijah with Moses, and they were talking to Jesus. Theologians for 2,000 years have said, what were they talking about? What's for lunch? Where are you going to go eat? I think they were complimenting Jesus. They were affirming his identity, and they said, we will be with you. God is with you, Emmanuel, even in the days and the years to come. Because from the Mount of Transfiguration, they then are heading towards Jerusalem. And you know what happens in Jerusalem? We celebrate it on Good Friday at the end of Lent during Holy Week. They kill Jesus on the cross. That's why we come into worship with the cross. We leave and go to the world with the cross. Because that was what it was all about. The cross. They were talking with Jesus. And then Peter, because he was so afraid and terrified, he didn't know, teacher, it's good for us to be here. Let's make 3 dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. That's called the Festival of the Booths. They do that in Bexley, Ohio, still to this day. They'll, next to their mansion, you know, the sunroom, they build a little booth out of palm branches and evergreen branches. Because they want to remember that God tented with them all through the wilderness. It's called the Festival of Booths. And it's a way of honoring God. And so Peter was not knowing what he was going to say because he's terrified. He said, let's build 3 booths, one for each of you. 3 chapels up here on the mountain. For he didn't know what to say because he was terrified. Then a cloud came. Forget about Jesus having to respond. God did. Then a cloud overshadowed them. And from the cloud there was a voice. This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him. I love that. What does God tell you to do? Listen to Jesus. 7, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them. This is the first thing he tells them, right? Listen to him, God says. So what's the first thing that Jesus says to them? As Jesus ordered them then to tell no one about what they had seen. Until when? After Good Friday. After the Son of Man had been risen from the dead. Good Friday and the empty tomb of Easter. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead could mean. What's that all about? You, 2,000 years later, we as Christians celebrate that every Easter, the rising from the dead. New life, right? Confirmation students, First Communion students, new life, the presence of God in your life, and forgiveness of sin. We celebrate that new life that comes with the resurrection. Not only in a world to come, but now on this earth, whether Taylor Swift sings or not. We celebrate that new life. But they
they did not understand what that meant. And Jesus says, you won't understand what it means until I'm sacrificed. Until you sacrifice me and kill me. I believe this is very, very true. Theologians, they will do somersaults and argue about all this kind of stuff. But Jesus says at the very beginning of our gospel reading today, Jesus said to the disciples, amen, I tell you. Confirmation students, whenever Jesus says amen, I want you to pay attention. Okay? Amen, I tell you. There are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God has come with power. They were waiting for General Patton or Rommel or any of those great generals, past, present, and future. They were waiting for the great overtaking of the government of Rome and Greece. But the glory of God that they saw, the kingdom of God that had come in power, was on the cross. When Jesus reached out his arms and he was nailed to the wood, and he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. They don't have a clue. But thy will be done on earth as well as in heaven. Jesus knew that God knew what he was doing. Jesus had talked with Elijah and Moses on the Mount of Transfiguration before they headed towards Jerusalem. And they said, it's going to be okay. God is with you, even in death. Even in suffering, God is with you. And so today we celebrate not only the high holy festival day of Super Bowl Sunday, go Ravens, but we also celebrate the transfiguration of our Lord and the fact that indeed God and Jesus knew better than we do of what it means to love and care and forgive, what it means to invite you to come forward and receive the body and blood of Christ and be fed and nourished by that. Forgiveness of sin, new life, and the presence of God in your life today and through eternity. The gift today is the gift of Jesus. Take and eat, this is my body given for you. Take and drink, this is my blood shed for you. 6 years ago, I tried to have you guys sing a hymn. I failed miserably. You're not African American Baptists, right? You're not. As much as I want you to be. There's an old Negro spiritual, African American spiritual, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. The only time we failed singing anything was when we were trying to sing African hymns that I knew from the 1980s. You know, during apartheid and all that, I was in graduate school. African hymns, we were shaking cans of corn. Popcorn, we couldn't shake cans of corn and sing at the same time. We were just out of rhythm. Okay? We weren't like the backup singers for Taylor Swift. They got rhythm. 6 years ago, I tried to have you sing this. I decided not to do that today. Okay, we're celebrating First Communion. We're not going to embarrass ourselves. But I want you to hear these words again, because they're marvelous words. Swing Low, Sweet Chariot is the name. You can Google it, and they'll sing it to you on the Google machine. I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. Elijah, chariot. A band of angels looking out for me. Coming for to carry me home. The chorus, swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. I sometimes up, I sometimes down. Coming for to carry me home. But still my soul is glory bound. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Amen.
Thank you. Oh boy.
The words were really good though. It's supposed to be for you First Communion students. Abide with us, remain with us, Lord, okay? Identify as a mean old pastor, since the Taylor Swift's backup singers were here, they could just come up and sing Sweet Low Sweet Charity with me. I do the bass line, you guys do the tenor and the girl. Yeah. But I'm not going to embarrass you. I know how good you are. We don't have our sparkles on. Anyway, I don't even like Taylor Swift that well. Shows you why. Beyonce now. I'd go see her at the halftime show. I invite you to rise, enough of all that. I invite you to rise with the confession of faith found on page 105 in the front of your hymnal, the Apostles' Creed found on page 105, and for the prayers of the church. God has made us the people of God through our baptism into Christ, living together in trust and hope. We confess our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried.
He descended into the dead.
On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Today, the prayers of the church remembering our prayers in the church, Reverend Elizabeth Eaton and Reverend Megan Manlow, our bishops. We also pray for our mission partner ministry this whole month, the Gerald Ferringer Community Youth Center here in Mecklenburg. Nationally and around the world, we continue to pray for all people who have lost property and lives due to natural disasters in our nation and around the world, and due to the wars being fought across the world. A prayer of joy, thanksgiving, and celebration, we pray especially for Adrina and Ari today at their First Communion, and we give thanks for all the First Communion students who are here for not only cake, but to receive communion again. Thank you for being here. And then the flag is being flown at half staff. I noticed that yesterday across town, and I found out this morning that that is for the Marine. He remains nameless. Google it on the Google machine. I'm sure it's there. But the Marine who died on Friday in that helicopter crash outside of Barstow, California. There were six people on the helicopter. The Marine was one of our own. There was a family from Nigeria. I think he's a dignitary who was coming out of L.A., and they all died in the helicopter crash too. So we pray for all of those victims of that crash on Friday. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for the church, and for all of God's creation, and for all people who are in need. Almighty God, we pray for the church. Loving God, we pray that your transformational power, your grace, enters the hearts of all people. May the church's leaders serve as examples of your grace and healing across the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer and let your light shine. Creator God, we pray for the earth and all creation. O God, you make flowers bust through the soil even at the beginning of February, even in southeastern Idaho. Bring your creation into harmony and balance. May fields flourish, rivers flow pure and clean. May the heavens shine brightly with your light. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer and let your light shine.
Sovereign God, Prince of Peace, we pray for the nations of the world. O God, you desire peace and justice in the world. Be a model to the leaders of our nation and the world of compassion and mercy. Provide relief for those in war-torn areas of the world. Take from us all hatred, fear, evil, violence, and war. Instead, let us show mercy, compassion, love, and hope to one another. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer and let your light shine.
Merciful God, we pray for all those in need. Lord, protect and cherish the most vulnerable among us. Comfort your people and bring healing to all who are suffering in body, mind, or spirit, especially those we name in our own hearts and in our own minds. Be present with those who look to you for hope and healing. Be present with those who are depressed, grieving, lonely, or isolated. Give patience to those waiting for answers. Grant hope to those who have reached the limits of treatment. Give compassionate hearts to those who accompany loved ones through illness and uncertainty. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer and let your light shine.
Lord God, we pray for this congregation. We give you thanks for St. John's Lutheran Church and all of the ministries you are faithfully a part of. First Communion, Christian education programs, worship, pancake suppers, and fellowships. In this new year, we give you thanks for all the gifts and resources you provide for us to minister to one another. Fill us anew with your spirit, your joy, your love, your new life, and your hope. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer and let your light shine.
Lord of life, we pray for all those who have died. We especially give you thanks for those who now rest in you. Especially we lift up those victims of the helicopter crash. Give us calm and peaceful hearts. Be with us in our grief and our sorrow. Be with us in our joy and our celebration for the lives of those whom we love. Turn our mourning into the joy, new life, and hope in you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer and let your light shine.
Almighty God, you know our prayers even before we pray them. We look to you in hope and trust, peace and joy, knowing that you'll do far more for us than we can ever ask or imagine. All these things, whatever else you see that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of your Son, Jesus the Christ our Lord, who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
You may be seated. I'll pick it up to you for a moment.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the feast day of all the transfiguration of our Lord. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Hank Carter and Bo Woonsock. Happy birthday this week to Rita Funk, Meredith Gavin, Jared Kress, Thea Kress, Gary Ferguson. Happy anniversary this week to Jim and Carol Jeffries. The annual St. John's Lutheran Church's Pancake and Sausage Supper will be held tomorrow, Monday, February 2nd, 2024. February 12th, 2024, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Ash Wednesday worship services will be held at 1 p.m. Wednesday, February 14th, 2024, at St. John's Lutheran Church. A First Communion reception, cake, and coffee hour will be held today, February 11th, following worship. Are there any other announcements not found in the worship bulletin or corrections or additions to the ones found there? I invite the communion assistants and acolytes to come forward at this time to prepare for Holy Communion. Our offertory hymn is hymn 182, Let the Vineyards Be Fruitful, Lord. We sing it now as our offertory hymn and in preparation for Holy Communion.
Offer with joy and thanksgiving what you have first given us,
ourselves, our time, and our possessions, signs of your gracious love. Receive them for the sake of him who offered himself for us, Jesus the Christ our Lord.
Amen.
I invite you to rise for the Great Thanksgiving, found on page 144 in the front of the hymnal, page 144. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts, we lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is indeed right and salutary, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus the Christ. By the leading of the star, he is shown forth to all nations of the world. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of the water turned into wine, he revealed your glory to all. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Thank you.
Body of Christ be with you. Body of Christ be with you.
Dragonfly and Go Ravens. Our final hymn is 671.
Shine, Jesus, shine is the transfiguration of our Lord Sunday. Sing it like you mean it. Sing it like you know it. Backup singers, you're going to lead us. There you go. Hymn 671. Shine, Jesus, shine. Friday, Saturday, then our news programs got on board. And so we remember the people in Hawaii at the wildfire and the life and property lost there. They're saying 2.5 billion with a